Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to episode 549. I just finished reading the most delightful article that talked about how kids change when they, during their first semester at college. And my son is coming home at the end of this week because his semester is over. A lot of schools are wrapping up the on-campus portion before Thanksgiving and sending the kids home and then having them stay home until January. So there's less traveling back and forth because of the virus. So my son is coming home later this week. And this article talked about how they come back a changed person and they may be more appreciative of their family and their home and their bed and their kitchen and the food that mom makes. And they may be more tolerant of their siblings or of their extended family members whose quirky ways might have irritated them in the past. They might have a newfound appreciation for them. And all of the things that this article said really made me excited. I was already excited for my son to come home, but it really made me excited for him to come home because he's been home 2 weekends. But the 2 weekends he was home were 2 weekends that he was playing volleyball. One in September at the beach, and then one in October at a grass tournament an hour from our house. And so the 2 weekends that he came home, he was hardly home at all before he had to go back to school. So we really haven't been with him for an extended period of time since August when he left. And I'm really excited to spend some time with him, some extended time, and see how he's different. I'm really looking forward to that. And I also thought it would be fun to kind of update you on his first semester at college, because I know I was talking about it in August, in the summer before he left, how I worked really hard to come to an acceptance of him leaving and wrap my head around it and really embrace the excitement of it and try to not fall too far down the hole of sadness and missing him, which is super easy to do. And I remember talking to my friends who have older kids and family members and stuff. And when their kids went off to college, they would say that they eventually got used to their child being away and didn't really worry about where they were or if they were coming home late, coming back to their dorm late or something like that. And I do notice that over the last month or so, I stopped wondering as much as I had been earlier in the semester. Especially on a Friday or Saturday night, when I knew there was no school the next morning, I would wonder where he was, who he was hanging out with, what he was doing, what time he was coming home. I remember coming home late when I was in college too. So I wondered about all of those things. And sometimes it would just be wondering, oh, I wonder what he's doing right now. And sometimes it would be, oh, I hope he doesn't stay out too late. The town that his school is in had two shootings within a couple days of each other. And I am on some kind of police text update system. So I get these text messages if it's like a weather-related emergency or a shooting. So when I woke up in the morning, I woke up to a text message from the police that there had been a shooting at this particular block of the street. And I immediately went to my Google Map or my Apple Map and tried to see how far away the scene of this crime was from where he was. And it was probably four or five blocks, but it was closer to his friend, who I know he was visiting him often on campus. And so that put me in a couple of weeks of kind of feeling a little bit more on edge. And then, then I kind of started going back to my regular life, so to speak, because you can only stress about that so long before you drive yourself crazy. And I tried to handle that by getting in touch with him, talking to him about what happened. Did he know anything? Did he know the people? What's the deal of anything he knew about? And then just reminding him to be careful, not stay out too late at night, not be walking home alone, all kinds of things like that. I mean, that's really all we can do, right? When they're in college, we really don't have much control over what they do because they are on their own figuring life out. And so, you know, I think that's one of the changes, one of the ways he has matured over the years or over the months that he's been gone. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that translates into being at home. I know that one of the challenges of the kids coming home is that they've spent a few months coming and going as they please without anybody checking up on them or them having to check in with anybody. Now suddenly they're going to be home, and how does that look? So I have to be, I am aware that I have to be mindful of not trying to hawk over him, which I don't really do that anyway, but I will want to know if he's leaving, where he's going, if he's planning on coming back that night, or if he's staying at a friend's house or what have you. And I really don't anticipate that he would have an issue sharing that information with me or even feeling that it was a burden for him. So, but I'm sharing all of the things that are kind of rattling around in my mind, because I know that some of you have college kids who are coming home, maybe college freshmen who are coming home for the first time. And I wanted to give you some things to ponder as you are anticipating the arrival of your student, your child, coming back under your roof. There's a fine line between being too protective and being too lackadaisical, I think. I think it should be somehow the best of both worlds, a gradual transition. I think it's totally fine to want to know if your child is coming home at the end of the night or staying at a friend's house so that you don't have to wonder when they're getting home, if the car is pulled up in the driveway, all that kind of stuff. I think that's perfectly reasonable, at least in my opinion. So just some thoughts that I wanted to share with you about welcoming your college freshman or your college student back home. Also, this year in particular will be different because of COVID. Thank you, COVID. And I really haven't exactly figured out what to do or how to handle it. I've kind of been contemplating whether I should have my son get tested when he comes home, just to make sure that he's free and clear of the virus. My mother-in-law comes to our house regularly, and I certainly don't want him potentially being asymptomatic, bringing it home, making all of us sick, making her sick. So I think the added consideration when your kids come home this Thanksgiving or at the end of this semester is the virus. How are you handling the virus? Some schools are encouraging kids to quarantine before they come home. Some schools are doing testing before the kids come home. All of that stuff. So this is a big problem. Obviously, this pandemic is a big problem in the world. And when I learned about my son's school's plans to have the kids come home for Thanksgiving, stay for 2 months, and then go back to school for the next semester, rather than come home for 4 days for Thanksgiving, go back to school for 2 or 3 weeks, and then come back home again, I thought that made a whole lot of sense, because then you're just reducing the interaction and the mixing up and the spreading of that virus. But I wasn't really thinking about what it would look like when he actually came home. So, you know, he's kind of not really in our bubble, because he's been in a bubble at school with his volleyball team and his classmates and his roommate. So now he's coming home, and what is that going to look like from a virus standpoint? I will say that I'm very grateful that his school has kept their numbers down. As of this morning, they have a COVID dashboard on their website. And as of this morning, they only had 4 active cases on campus. So somehow they have managed to keep their numbers really, really low. I know that all people on the campus are required to wear a mask as soon as they leave their dorm room. All at all times outside, walking from building to building, going to eat, what have you. Of course, masks on in the classes themselves. His volleyball team practices with a mask on, which has to be so annoying, but I guess he's used to it at this point because they've been doing it all semester. The clubs that go on campus are pretty much virtual, so they're still happening, but there's not a lot of personal interaction going on. And he goes to a small school of about 2,500 people or so, and they're kind of tucked away in a smaller town in the mountains. And it's not what I would call a tourist destination. So I think the people who live there. And I don't think a lot of people are coming into the town, you know, to visit it or get away for the weekend or something. I doubt there's much traveling going on right now anyway. But it's not like he goes to school in New York City or something where, you know, people from all over the world come to visit. He's just in a small town in the mountains that I don't think has a booming tourism industry. So somehow they have managed to keep their spread pretty low, and I'm really grateful for that. So I'm hoping that he's going to come home virus-free, and I hope that all of your kids will also come home virus-free. And I just hope that that happens. And hopefully there is testing available and stuff so that you and your family can make decisions that keep everyone safe and protected. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you have a very peaceful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to Erin at erin-taylor.com. If you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode, our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.